Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking calf prices with Jim Robb in just a moment.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977. This past week's cattle on feed report showed bigger placements and bigger marketings compared to 1 year ago. Overall, the cattle on feed numbers were up 3.6% compared to 1 year ago. The on-feed numbers not really all of that far out of line with longer-term trends in our cow herd numbers that have been increasing gradually and the calf crop estimates. Now, as for calf prices, we are up this year compared to 1 year ago. According to USDA's Market News Service, the eight market average price for Oklahoma for the week ending September 22nd was $158.92 for 500 to 600-pound feeder steers. That was down by about $4 or $5 a hundredweight compared to the week before, but about $16-17 above that of 1 year ago. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says we are going to hold a premium over a year ago, he thinks, all fall.
Well, I think if we look back to last October, it was kind of a very difficult market situation, and calf prices really unraveled. And we're having year-over-year increases. As I mentioned, you know, we're fully $20 a hundredweight above a year ago this past week on 500 to 600-pound steer calves. And maybe as we work into the fourth quarter, we'll be $15 or so per hundredweight higher than last year. But we want producers to fully recognize that the 2017 calf crop is bigger than 2016. 2018 will be bigger than 2017. In that kind of environment, even though the fed cattle market and we're moving the meat through the system well and exports have been good, it's going to be difficult to have for the next year or two further year-over-year increases in calf prices especially. This is a market that has very strong fundamentals, but the largest fundamental is the supply side, and again, the calf crops are still getting bigger. So we don't want to get overly enthusiastic on these calf prices that we're getting this year. We want to still stick to the basics and recognize the larger calf crops are ahead.
Jim Robb does say that he does not see anything in the marketplace, at least right now, that would suggest a huge fall off in calf prices next year or the year following.
Does not appear to be like last year where the fed cattle market and the meat market and all those were churning and really not able to keep up with the growing supplies. But I think we're in a much different market environment this year. We've marketed fed cattle aggressively. And so, you know, some of these fundamentals, even on the export market side, are very much better than they were a year ago at this time. So I don't think it's last year being repeated. But again, we have to recognize where we are cyclically in terms of the overall herd numbers.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbor, the next regular Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.